Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the Gospel of John. John chapter 3, and I would like to read with you verses 1 through 7. John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, where the Bible says, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, Ye must be born again." That's John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, and I'm certain that many of you are very familiar with this dialogue that went on between the Lord Jesus Christ and Nicodemus. Nicodemus had been following the Lord Jesus from afar, as it were, and he observed that he was doing great things in the name of God. And so he came directly to talk to the Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus went right to the heart of things and said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Of course, Nicodemus did not understand this. He did not know what Jesus was talking about. And thus he said there in verse 4, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" And of course, Jesus went on to explain to him what the concept of being born again is all about. The first birth is when we are born of the water, as it were. That is our physical birth. The second birth, being born again, is when we are born of the Spirit by trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. And what the Lord Jesus Christ was emphasizing in this passage of Scripture, that without being born again, we cannot see the kingdom of God. As a matter of fact, Jesus reiterated this and emphasized it in verse 7 when he said, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." I want to ask you today, do you want to enter into the kingdom of God? Do you want to have the certainty of heaven when this life is over? Do you want to be called a child of God? Well, then there's only one way to do it, and that is to be born again. You might ask the question, how can I be born again? Well, simply by trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. The Bible tells us that when we call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save us, He will save us and we become a child of God. Back in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, we find these words in verse 12. "But as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." You were born physically a number of years ago and brought into this physical life. If you want to have spiritual life, you need to be born again. So why don't you today call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Ask Him to save you. He will, and you will become a born-again child of God and have the entrance into the kingdom of God. And that will bring glory to Almighty God and blessing to you as well. Father, I thank You for this teaching from John chapter 3 on the concept of being born again. I would believe that there are many under the sound of my voice right now who have not yet been born again. It is my prayer that today they'll call upon the name of Your Son, the Lord Jesus, and ask Him to save them that they might experience the new birth in Christ, in whose name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moments of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.